If you're a person who is motivated by what is really true and what is really right, then you don't think about consequences. You know that there's a potential for consequence, but you don't think about the outcome. All that's important to you right there in that moment is what is right. See, and if you focus on what's right in that moment, even if you have a consequence, then you have to learn how to bear the consequence. And I'll give you a perfect example. We used to have a key to a gas pump. And I used to be able to go and fill up my car. But this was when I was young, in my 20s, early 20s. So one day I said to my dad, I said, "Dad, can I have the key to the gas pump? I'll go fill up my car." He said, "Okay, but put it on your key ring." I said, "Okay." He's like, always telling me to put things on my key ring. You know, so I won't lose it. So I had it in my pocket. I didn't put it on my key ring. And I went to the gas pump. I filled up my car. I drove away. I'm completely lost in my head, thinking about one thing or another. And all of a sudden, it hit me like a slap in the face. Oh, my God. I left the key in the pump. And this is a place where the truckers come and fill up their trucks. I was half an hour down the road. So then I start to become aware of this flood of excuses and rationalizations. And I'm sitting there and I turn around and I'm driving back. And I could see my brain just every single kind of excuse and rationalization. And the more I looked at this process that my mind was going through, trying to figure out how to get out of it, the more I saw how insane it was. I saw that I was becoming completely insane. And so I came to the realization that the best thing that I could do was just own up to it and just say, "I didn't do what you said," which would have meant I would lose my privilege and who knows what would have happened. If somebody would have, you know, pumped $1,000 worth of, you know, diesel, I would have had to pay for it. So before I got back, I had realized that to go to that place of madness, of excuse making, and of trying to tell a lie in order to cover up a failure was insanity. So I get back to the pump, and there's nobody there. The key is not in the place where I left it. And I'm saying, "Oh, well, that's what happens. That's what I get for not doing what I should have done." A few minutes later, a guy walks out of this little kind of house that sits back behind the pump. He goes, "You looking for something?" I said, "Yeah, I left the key in the pump about an hour ago." "Hmm, you mean this key?" And I just went, wow. Anything could have happened, you see. And it's funny because I told my dad the story because I wanted to be forthcoming. I wanted him to know that I had not listened to him, but I learned my lesson. But my point is that I was prepared to accept the consequence. That was really important.